You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Debbie says, I have many customers who love the products, but always say they are too busy to be a consultant. So there's a couple dimensions here. One, it could be that they think that you're really, really, really busy and that like they're seeing you as the model and maybe they see you working all the time. Cause that's a possibility. It's a possibility. And so, I think how most people would handle that, I think how most people would handle that is they'd say, well, how busy would you be if you were making $10,000 a month, huh? You know, or something like that, which they don't believe they can do anyway. So anything that you say that people don't believe that they can do is a waste of time. And so don't even say it, right? And so, you know, I would just suggest, you know, hey, you know, listen, you can do this as part-time as you possibly want. You can do it full-time or part-time, whatever you want. You can do it just to get your products for free if you want. You know, so I would let them know that whatever level of desire is totally fine, as small as they want. And I would also triple check, how do you welcome them to the journey? So I did one of the most amazing interviews I don't think I've ever had an interview that gave me more insight than the interview I did today with a guy named George Bryant, who's not in our industry, but Mike Dillard says he's the smartest man in marketing. He's the smartest marketing mind in the world right now. Brilliant dude. And he's all about the customer journey. And so he ran this scenario, which I think may apply to you. He said, all right, if two people show up at the gym and person A, they sell them the 12-month package, they give them 12 months of supplements, and they say, okie doke, you know, good luck, you got this, buddy. And, you know, off they go. And then person B, they say, okay, tell you what, go back home, drink 16 ounces of water, or however much water, come back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., we're going to do a 10-minute walk. And so, you know, that person comes back, do the 10-minute walk. Okay, what's next? Okay, come back in tomorrow, we're going to do some sit-ups, right? And so who's more likely to get results? The person that you just sold a whole bunch of stuff to, and you just, you know, gave them all these instructions for 12 months, or the person that you're going to like help them on their journey every single day, just make a little move, just a little distinction. Well, the person that you're given one little step to. So I've had, you know, leaders that have worked with me where I audited their fast start training, where I audited what they emailed out when someone joined. And so someone joined and they said, okay, okie dokie, here's your 67 steps and here's your 14 attachments. And I'm just like, what the hell? Like literally no one's going to do this ever. Like my, you know, and either one of two ways, either the green personality type is going to read and be like, yes, okay, I'm going to go through each and every one of these steps. And 6 months later, I may be ready. Or my personality type, I'm like, I ain't going through any of that stuff. That's way too much. No thanks. And so I would be very aware of when you bring in a customer, what is their journey like? Are we baby stepping them, giving them one little tip each day? Or are we bombarding them with just an avalanche of information? And if you didn't see my interview, I have my entire team watching it. I have my whole corporate team, my COO, my head of marketing, everyone. I have everyone in the company watching that interview I did today with George Bryant. And so I would watch that. It's free. It's $3.90 free on my Facebook page. Talks all about customer journey. It's a very, very interesting story too. He's a really fascinating guy. And so I would just be aware of how big do they think that commitment is. The bigger they think it all that it is, the less likely they're going to do it. Now, I understand that, like, you want full-time people, you want serious people or whatever. But most, I mean, I'll give you three examples, Whitney Taylor Husband, Gloria Mayfield Banks, and Taylor Thompson, all three of them, they started network marketing to have mom care, not daycare, to make a couple hundred bucks a month. That was their deal. That's what they wanted. But all of them went on to make millions of dollars, some tens of millions of dollars. But if you had led them with, oh, here's all the steps and here's, you gotta, you know, probably none of them would have joined you. Okay. So I would just take a look at that. I would take a look at what am I sending out that they think it takes to be a consultant.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.